Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast. On the air.
With Google Tumfupi.
086-000-959.
Kaya Biz.
On the street.
On the air.
One thing we know about economic data is that it remains imperative for investors, policymakers, and decision makers essentially to use as a base, primarily informing the decisions, the structure, and the policy decisions that are taken. The one key economic indicator is, of course, data that we get from Stats SA, and that is one that reflects on unemployment in South Africa, which we understand has increased to 32.9% in the first quarter of 2025, jumping a full percentage point from the last quarter. Of course, we need to make sense of the numbers, understand how the data is collated, and a reminder and a refresher of what the trend has been showing us over the short and medium term. We're joined by Acting Deputy Director General for Population and Social Statistics at Stats SA. That is DDG, Mr. Soli Molai. Such a pleasure to speak to you, Mr. Molai. As always, welcome to Kaya Biz.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And good evening to the listeners.
Thank you, sir. Always excited to speak to you. And I know that fundamentally you give us details on the technical data and information as opposed to analysis. And let's go back there. Some South Africans might be sitting thinking unemployment 32.9. Help us make sense of this particular increase and where the and how the data was collated.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I still owe you to come to the studio. So
yes,
I will definitely make sure that I do so that we can have a little bit of more time to unpack these numbers.
Definitely.
So correctly, so the Statistician General released the what we call it the quarterly labor force survey. So the quarterly labor force survey is a key survey, especially for economists and also for government to get a sense of how many people are working and how many people are not working. And also looking at the discouraged work seekers. And because we just collected quarter one of 2025, which is from January until March, we are now able to also look at the who are the new entrants into the labor force market. So we will get into those numbers. But then if you look at how we're collecting, we go to the household, we speak to the head of the household, and Soli will be able to tell us in the household how many people are working and how many people are working.
Yes.
And indeed, in quarter one, we look at about 6.8 million people who are say we are employed, and about 8.2 million who said unemployed. And we're sitting about 3.5 million who said we are actually discouraged to look for a job.
Mm-hmm.
And that number have increased by 7,000. And that's where you get to your unemployment rate of 32.9, which have increased by 1 percentage point.
Mm-hmm. And as you say, this is an increase that we have seen. I'm hoping that perhaps you can also give us some perspective around the trend we might have seen over the last few quarters. And I'm aware that there's also seasonal adjustments and shifts that take place, just given the kind of activity we see within the economy during different times of the year. But what does the trend reveal regarding unemployment in South Africa?
So if you look at over the years, quarter one of it always shows unemployment rate increasing, and mostly it's driven by new entrants. What do I mean by new entrants? Let's make it much more easier for listeners. So you'll find now matriculants who've passed last year, due to other reasons, they are not able to go to universities or to technical. Then they're entering the labor force market and then they're looking for jobs. Then we have also graduates. Those who graduated from either universities or technical, they are also entering and looking for a job. And if you look at that 8.2 million that I spoke to, majority of them, about almost 5 million of them, to be exact, 4.9 million of them are youth, meaning between 15 and 34.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually looking for a job. And again, hence you're looking at the unemployment rate for youth is quite high compared to the national average. So that is what we are seeing in terms of the trend. The quarter one always show us a high number of unemployment rate. Your quarter four, which is your last quarter in a year, we always see a decrease, because that's when now we see trade hiring, especially those who are in hotels, in restaurants.
Yes.
They start hiring temporary workers so that they can be able to anticipate the rush for festive. And that's how we have seen over time that those two quarters, quarter four and quarter one, the other one will create jobs in quarter four, and then we will get a loss in quarter one. And this time around, we had a 291,000 job loss. Whereas in the previous quarter, which was quarter four, we had about 132 more jobs. So it's those type of trend, and we've seen this over time.
I'm glad you highlight this, because it's a reminder that we often need to, in order to be able to understand the seasonal adjustments and influence, yes, rather, of the seasonality. What I believe is also quite intriguing is just a look at the provincial performance. And again, Gauteng being a key economic hub together with the Western Cape did see a slight increase in employment in the numbers, if I'm not mistaken. The Free State caught me by surprise.
Yes. I think Free State, what we are seeing is that Free State, if you look at the official unemployment rate, we're sitting around 37.9%, and expanded one was sitting about 44.8%. But then if you look at the provinces that actually have they have actually created jobs by quarter to quarter, Western Cape, Gauteng, and then followed by Free State. As much as there's a unemployment rate that is sitting around 30-something percent for Free State, but then they are one of the out of the nine, they are one of the three that they actually created jobs. So we have nine provinces, only three in this quarter, they actually give us positive jobs. The six, especially if you look at your KZN, your Northwest, those are the ones that even Western Eastern Cape, we're seeing a lot of jobs lost in those provinces. And again, if you want to look at these provinces, most likely are rural provinces. And as you have mentioned, Western Cape and Gauteng are our economic hub.
100%. Another key aspect that you did touch on, which I'm hoping we can reflect on, is the youth unemployment rate. And we know, yes, that this is a challenge not only in South Africa, but many of our other neighboring countries. But this has increased now from 44.6% in the fourth quarter of 2024, now to 46.1% in the first quarter of 2025. Sure. I'm hoping you can give us a little bit more color and detail into the numbers and the harsh reality, especially where it concerns black females like myself, unfortunately.
I think these numbers, we've seen over time that youth and women are vulnerable to unemployment, especially black women. So to your point. But I think what we also have picked up, and I think to put context into this, if you look at the population of South Africa, mm-hmm, we're sitting around about 20.8 million. These are youth between 15 and 34. Percentage-wise, the share of it is about 33%. So this age group, we're talking about 33% of the population. Now, bring it back to the labor force survey. This is now you're looking at those who are in the working age. At the same time, they are also looking for a job. Now, when you look at their share in terms of their unemployment rate, as you said, is about 46%. Compare it with the 34 to 35. The difference between the two is about 22 or 23% difference. So our unemployment rate for youth is quite high. And what we also have done in the report is that we also look at what we call it a labor force participation rate, because we wanted to get an understanding whether comparing the youth across provinces, which are the provinces where we see youth are participating in the labor force market. Yes. And it's not surprising to see that Western Cape, their labor force participation for youth is the highest compared to the other provinces, followed by Gauteng. Again, it gave us the same picture of looking at other provinces like your Eastern Cape and Western Cape, Eastern Cape and your Northwest, there we are seeing a less labor force participation rate. In simple terms, what it means is that the youth that are sitting in those provinces, as much as we have a distribution of youth in those provinces, they are not necessarily participating in the labor force market. Hence, we are actually seeing a high unemployment rate in those provinces.
100%. This is, I can imagine, intriguing. And to maintain the efforts of collecting this data, assessing it, analyzing it, keeping up to date with the latest calculations, maybe this is also something you can give us some insight into, Abutsoli, just to get clarity into the extensive investment and dedication that your work actually requires, together with your team, to make sure that these numbers that we're able to quote are verified, are clear, are concise, and are, you know, able to be used by local and international decision makers. What does it take for you and your team to go through these numbers and collate them on a quarterly basis?
Thank you so much for that question, because quality is in the center of our data collection, and we make sure that as we are collecting this, we are also adhering to our own quality assessment. So this product, last month, the SG has actually declared it as an official statistics that adhere to the highest level of quality. So we've subjected it to our own assessment processes. And this is something that we are going to also subject other products that are part of the statistical production. Yes, the investment in terms of and this is have to do with us loving mining the data, us having an insight in terms of how we can look at the trend. We are also part of the global statisticians that are actually looking at the labor statistics. So we're also bringing that aspect, not only at the global, but we're also looking at the regional and also within the continent, because that's a say play the role in coming to advancing the statistical landscape within the continent and also within the SADC region. So it's some of us, we are part of these groups, and we are also making sure that we are also investing in terms of the new trend. I mean, the labor market in South Africa, if you look at it over time, you realize that the economy firstly is not growing at the rate that we want to grow. We're growing at 1%, and I think in the next few weeks or so we'll be releasing quarter one. We are eagerly seeing how quarter one for GDP will look like. But then if you use the GDP quarter four, it was less than 1%. And again, if you look at which industries actually performed for the country, you see that we are led by the finance, and then agriculture, it was also it had a positive. But the rest of the other industries like your mining, which is part of Northwest, Mpumalanga and Limpopo, that is the reason why we're seeing unemployment rate as low as it is. And then we're also seeing that construction, which has not been doing very well also, again, we're seeing a job loss from there. And then we are also seeing the other industries like manufacturing, which are also one we're hoping that it will create more jobs so that it can absorb many people. Unfortunately, it's not also doing well.
Abutsole, an interesting question that's come through from one of my colleagues as well. Do you also provide data that gives a breakdown on the levels of unemployment as per academic qualification? So those with matric, post-matric, undergrad, and post-grad, and further on?
Yes, definitely we do. And I think if you look at over time, let's start with those with less matric. Less metric, we're sitting about 39%, which means it's way above our national unemployment rate, which is 32.9. Those with metric, sitting about 34.9%. Again, even with those ones, they're above the national average. If you have a tertiary or some sort of a qualification, our employment rate will be sitting around 22.1%, which is below the national average. And then the graduates are sitting about 11.7%. Sure. So with the graduates, it's a quite interesting one, because in the previous years, we were sitting about 8% to about 9%. Now we're starting to see unemployment rate for graduates starting to increase, now sitting around 11.7%, to write it off about 12%. We are tracking that unemployment rate for graduates because we want to see whether at what rate is it starting to increase. Because I think we will start worrying if we now starting to see graduates and those with tertiary levels are moving towards the national unemployment rate.
Yes.
Then, and I think that's where we will have to have a serious discussions, because then the question will be, you have matric, you have less matric, your unemployment rate is higher. And then still, you even your graduate, you're still now having more of graduates that are not even absorbed by economy. And again, it can only be absorbed by economy if our economy is growing at the rate that, as we know from the NDP, it has to grow at a certain rate so that it can able to absorb. We are about to reach our 2030 goals, and you know that our NDP is saying we should be at a certain point in terms of our unemployment rate.
Yeah.
And currently we're sitting around 32.9. I'm not sure whether we'll be able to reach there. But then I think from our side, us is to collect data and share with the South Africans. And then I think the politician and those who are in the policy space will be able to help us to come with interventions that can help us to reach that goal that we as South Africans, we have already said that we need to achieve through
so
the NDP.
So true. I can imagine this. Economic conversations with you must be fascinating because there's so many factors that play a role here. And given the trend that we're monitoring in the data, it does seem as though there's a growing challenge that does need to be nipped in the bud, and policymakers need to be able to follow through with the information that's being provided by Stats SA. On that note, this has been incredibly encouraging, just for us to have a better understanding of the accuracy, the importance of the data and the information that's shared by Stats SA, but also to take this information very seriously, DDG. As always, I'm incredibly appreciative of your time and the knowledge you've shared today. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Enjoy the evening, Fed.
You too. Thank you. That's Soli Molai, who is the Acting Deputy Director General for Population and Social Statistics, helping us unpack the unemployment numbers, which have edged up to 32.9%. What this tells us, essentially, there are more than 8.2 million unemployed South Africans. What's intriguing, if you take anything away from our conversation tonight with the DDG from Stats SA, is the fact that the number of unemployed graduates is what's increasing. A few years ago, it was sitting at 8%, now currently sitting just under 12%. And that's the burgeoning bubble we need to get a hold on to. And ultimately, this leads us into conversations we'll continue to have further with policymakers, with people in incubators, with big business who often are incentivized by taxes and, of course, through policies that we have in South Africa to employ more people, especially when it comes to our youth. Let's not also forget the burden on individuals who are like me, black, youthful, and female. They typically sit at the periphery of economic participation and emancipation in this country. So for a black young female like myself to actually have a job and be employable is not something that I take lightly. Share your thoughts with us. 063-688-0959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.